5:27 a.m. on this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning on our program As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah. Well, today is the 12th of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1444, the 12th, which is also the 2nd of June, 2023. Let's welcome our beloved teacher, our beloved respected Honorable Ustad, Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malala Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba. And of course, let's welcome you, Ustad, into the Q&A this early Friday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajeem. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri, wa yasir li amri, wa ahlul uqadatan bil lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 12th of Zulqa'dah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, and verses number 168 to 170. We continue with the episode of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. He was sent to the people in Sodom and Gomorrah, and they were involved in homosexuality and the gay brigade. So here he is addressing them. Qal, chapter 26, verse 168. He, Lut, Lot, peace be upon him, in English, L-O-T. He states, Inni li amalikum min al-qalin. Verily, your actions of homosexuality and gay brigade, min al-qalin, I hate it, I detest it, and I abhor it. So we must hate the action and hate the person certain times when the death penalty is involved. Rabbi najjini wa ahli mimma ya'malun. Now this is a dua we all have to learn and teach our children, grandchildren. We know the world now is bombarded from all directions with the LGBT. Rabbi najjini, O my beloved Allah, protect me, save me, wa ahli, and my family, mimma ya'malun, whatever they are doing. So this is a special dua to protect ourselves, our family members, from the gay brigade, the LGBT. فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ. Hence, we saved him. We rescued him. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. وَأَهْلَهُ. And his family, one translation. And second translation, which is better, is in this text and context, وَأَهْلَهُ. And those who followed him, remember that, أَجْمَعِينَ, all of them who stayed away from this evil and this heinous crime. And Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اُقْتُلُ الْفَائِلُ وَالْمَفْعُولُ. Authentic hadith in Bulugh al-Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. The people who engage in homosexuality and they are sane and mature, for both parties, remember, is the death penalty when both of them have agreed to commit this heinous crime. So therefore, in Islam, we hate the sin and we hate the perpetrator as well when it leads to the crime, with the death penalty. Take, for example, the Quran Sharif speaks about it. Chapter 24, verse number 2. وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. When a person commits fornication, he and she are not married. So now it is an act of fornication. So you must give them 100 lashes in public, the Quran Sharif states, and there's no need to apologize to anybody. There's no need to compromise on these type of issues, and don't show them any mercy and compassion. So what is this telling us? We must hate the person and hate the action as well. And when it is adultery, then is death penalty. When the person is a murtad, he was born a Muslim, he embraced Islam, and then he did certain actions, he uttered certain words which make him exit Islam. Man baddala deenahu faqtuluhu. Then for the person who is an apostate is a death penalty. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So we must not fall under what the Westerners are teaching us. That is the problem today. We're getting so influenced like them and we start thinking just like them. Now what must we do in our society? Somebody's son, somebody's brother, somebody's daughter are involved in homosexuality and lesbian. So obviously we never promote violence and taking the law into your own hands and so forth. So la yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha. No one has been burdened more than his or her ability, capability, capacity. Chapter 2, verse 286. We must excommunicate them. No salam, no kalam, we have nothing to do with you. We explain to you, but yet you don't want to listen, yet you continue with your vices and so forth. So no salam, no kalam, and if that person considers these actions to be permissible, then there's consensus among the jurors and scholars. Such people are totally out of the fold of Islam. So Almighty Allah is teaching us, فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. Hence, we saved him, Lut alayhi salam. So Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun to stamp His Majesty, authority, sovereignty. Who can save us? Only Almighty Allah. Hence the royal pronoun is used, and wa ahlahu, His followers, not only His family, ajma'in, and they were all of them protected, delivered, and rescued. However, some people from His own family were dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. We will discuss that tomorrow, insha'Allah. Let us go around the world and give you news, views, interviews, no locally, nationally, and internationally. Let's start. Biden, Sleepy Joe. So Biden is giving out certificates, diplomas, whatever, and then he falls down and he trips. Now, if your commander-in-chief doesn't know whether he's going right or left, and he's so sleepy, so and he still wants to stand for elections next year, 2024, and he's already 80 years old, so I think if Putin just pushes him, you know, he will fall down and fall in his grave, you must remember that. An absolute disgrace and a shame for America and their president. How Almighty Allah disgraces them. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Almighty Allah gives honor to whomsoever He wishes. Allah disgraces whoever He wishes. He said, I am a Zionist, and you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. But the Zionist can't walk straight, you must remember. When he was going up the stairs for the plane, there also he tripped and he fell down. Oh, Trippy Joe, you better go and sleep now. It's time up for you. Look at the other harami, the other war criminal. Now, yesterday, they had the gay brigade. They had the pride march there in Israel. Obviously, all this is absolutely haram in Islam and punishable by death. So all the gays got together. It was their biggest march in Israel's history. And the Minister of Security, Ben-Gvir, Etamar Ben-Gvir, so he's there. So they went in his direction and they were shouting, screaming, shame on you, jeering him, mocking him and so forth. So they're doing the same thing what the Palestinians call him. The Palestinians call Ben-Gvir Ibn Himar, the son of a donkey. So that's what the gay march did. So we're not saying the gay march is good. We're saying you're mocking and jeering of Ben-Gvir. Very good, you did that. So you must show these haramis that you're going to disgrace them. So see the disgrace they face in their own country. He can't just go to any country. He knows what will happen to him and so forth. So these are the haramis that Bibi has put around him and placed around him, Smotrich and Ben-Gvir and all these characters. Now look at our countries, supposed to be Muslim countries. In Saudi Arabia, a lady, she tweets, right? So she said that there are so many political prisoners and they have no rights, they're being tortured and so forth and so on. So they managed to retrieve and find out who sent it. Do you know, just for the tweet, 30 plus years she has been sentenced to jail.
Sure.
This is what you call MBS, you understand, modern Saudi Arabia. He will buy soccer players. He will bring, you understand, cinemas in Medina and other places. He will bring about the musical, you understand, rave shows and crave shows. And Allah alone knows what this harami murtad bin shaitan will do. And therefore, you, the West, you must know, all this is just whitewashing y'all and giving y'all money. He wants the Expo 2030. He wants the World Cup 2030. But look inside what is happening. You must remember, absolute dictatorship, and anybody just speaks one word against him, 20 years in jail. The Imam of the Haram, Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, who came to South Africa in 2010 to our Jalsa and our graduation ceremony in Dalum, Newcastle. So he just said on the minbar in Mecca, Friday khutbah sermon, you must not go to the cinemas, it's not permissible. 10 years he put the Imam away. Is this these people are Muslim, you Salafis who are collecting money from the Saudi Kafir regime. You must remember that. You should hang your heads in shame. So this is what they do. Remember that. They torture their people, and that's what they are doing. Now go to the other harami. One is MBS and one is MBZ, UAE. Can you believe this? That in this week, yeah, they're celebrating with Israel. They are 75 years of independence and so forth. Have you got no shame? Don't you see what they are doing to the Palestinians? Don't you see how many of them are incarcerated, imprisoned? Don't you even see what they want to do to Masjid al-Aqsa? What they did to Masjid Ibrahim, Khalilullah, Khalilur Rahman in Hebron? And you go and celebrate. You sing your national anthem, and then the Israeli haram illegitimate state, you must remember Hitler's children, hang your heads in shame. Another murtad, another kafir government, non-Muslim government, and that is of UAE. So these are the Arabs. Absolutely selling out, remember. And you Muslims who don't even understand Sharia and tell us we can't speak against the Arabs. So Allah Ta'ala spoke against Abu Lahab, entire surah, chapter 111. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Sahih Muslim, waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs. So you must wake up and don't come with your own emotions here. Now we go to India. You see, India is another apartheid regime. Hindutva is busy. They want Hindus to rule everywhere. And the Sikhs or the Christians and Muslims, you can trample on their rights. You can destroy their churches. You can destroy their mosque. You can hit them, rape them. There won't be much happening because everything works with Modi, the butcher of Gujarat. Go and read. Go and read, you Hindus, and see. In Manipur, what is happening? How many churches were burnt by the Hindu mobs, the Hindu terrorists, and how many people were killed just because they're Christian? Is this what you call the largest democracy in the world? Is this what you call human rights and so forth? You can go and harm a Sikh, you can harm a Christian, you can harm a Muslim and get away with impunity. I mean, we need to name them and shame them and nail them. 100% remember this. China, another harami also. And they also demolishing masajid and mosque and so forth. Imagine the people of China, the Muslims, standing around the masjid. And then they bring in more and more army. So that is what's happening. They all want to show how good they are. But when you go inside and see what's happening, you will always find in most countries the anti-Islamic sentiment and so forth. You know, you speak of these people who assess your financial status. So Moody's, they were in a good mood yesterday. So Moody's said, United States of America and UK with Sunak there and Biden, yeah. So they're heading for a recession. So you see what's happening? Your economy is already faltering and there'll be big, big problems in America and UK, and they cannot control their inflation and their prices and so forth. Look at Israel, the haramis, the terrorists, the Nazi children, remember this. So all this is mentioned in the Haaretz newspaper. Israel is taking on Nazi war criminals and using them as Mossad agents. Can you believe this? One side they cry to the world, ooh, our people got killed in the Holocaust and so. Then you take the same criminals and use them as your agents. Can you believe that? Only a nation who got no shame at all will do these type of things. Go read there and see what is there. An Australian soldier, remember, he was the most celebrated soldier and person in the army, and he served there in Afghanistan and so forth. So sometimes he was just choose, he was just shooting for pleasure. An Afghan guy put him there on the cliff and just kick him so he must die, put a bullet through him and so forth. So now one newspaper exposed him and he thought he will win the case, he lost. So all these war criminals, we must name them and shame them and go and read. You must remember what Julian Assange that had to say about what the Americans did. You must remember how many civilians they murdered from the Apache helicopters. And you know what they want to do? They want to put Julian Assange away for 175 years. You saw what they did to my sister, Dr. Afia, Dr. Fauzia, her sister met her. And what did she say? She said, Afia told her sister, I'm in this hellhole. Every time she referred to the jail, she referred to it as a hell. Take me out of this hell. But the Pakistani regime, the Choroki Hukumat, the government of thugs, remember that they want to still keep her there and so forth. Because they can get her out from there. But remember, they the ones, if you know anything of Pakistan, Parvez Musharraf, La'anahullah, the Murtad, when he carried out that operation, and remember they kidnapped her, then one son of hers, Suleiman, was murdered by the Pakistani army and police and whatever you. So they have a lot to answer. Remember this. So this is Allah. And you know Moana Makki, the one who gives Urdu lectures there in the Haram Sharif. So yesterday somebody sent a message to me. He say, yeh Moana Makki sahab ne kya farmaya. Moana Makki says that somebody contacted him and said, listen to this clip. That in Afia cell, the wardens, the guards, they say whenever we go inside that cell, this lady is reading Quran, yeah, and the whole cell is filled with nur and radiance and effulgence.
Allah.
Imagine, Allah is giving her this honor and this Pakistani, another kafir regime, let me be honest with you on that. They just mock Islam and all these type of things here. So that is what's happening. You must remember that. Make dua on this Mubarak day, Friday, for our sister, Dr. Afia. Ameen. 20 years in that hellhole there. Now we come to Woolworths. You see, Woolworths say that they're going to promote the LGBT. And certain amount of their profits, P-R-O-F-I-T-S, they will be contributing to this LGBT movement. Now, I'm asking you, Fatima, Zainab, Aisha, I'm asking you, Ahmed, Muhammad, Abdullah, have you got that iman to say, from today, I will never enter Woolworths? Me, I can't remember when last I went. So to these haram places and all this type of thing. We know that they are anti-Islam and so forth. You must remember this. So you ladies, I know how much you love your Woolworths. But you must love your deen and Allah and Nabi alayhi salam more. So just stay away. There are many other shops you can go to. So all these shops and supermarkets or whatever you want to call them, stores that are promoting LGBT. You just heard now what Quran Sharif states. And see what Nabi alayhi salatu salam said. That there's death penalty for them. We should be clear. Now, can you believe what's happening in South Africa? Our beloved South Africa. So now they're having a conference in Cape Town. Right? Listen carefully. Mm-hmm. They're having a conference in Cape Town, 1st of June and 2nd of June, yesterday and today. It's regarding BRICS. So now all the foreign ministers are there. China, Russia, India, Brazil, and South Africa, Naledi Pandor, and then they invited the friends of BRICS. Who they invited? The friends of BRICS. Now, who's the friends of BRICS? Saudi Arabia's foreign minister is there. Iran's foreign minister is there. Now the Papa can dance. Now you must remember America is watching all this. That Saudi Arabia is leaving us and going to join BRICS. Iran is also going to join BRICS. So BRICS are getting more and more powerful. And they getting weaker and so forth. And then they're going to mull. That's a nice word. They're going to mull about the conference, whether it must be held in South Africa or whether they must change the venue. By today, we should know what decision they took. So Almighty Allah, me I say, keep it in South Africa. You understand? Putin must come here and tell the world, go to hell. Why no Israeli has been indicted by the Israeli leader, by the ICC? Why no American leader? Why no British leader? It's all politics and the white hegemony. We need to nail them, name them, and shame them. Remember that. Today, inshallah, between 8:30 and 9 is Mufti Aku with Mona Zahid Khan. 11:20, inshallah, we will then contact, we will be connecting to Makkah Mukarramah, and the Khatib, the Imam there today is Sheikh Bandar Balila, and inshallah, we will translate it from Alberton, inshallah al-Aziz. My Jummah is there in Alberton, inshallah. You can contact Mona Abrarul Haq Ghanshi for the further details.
Somebody says, Ustad, why is everything free in Pakistan for foreigners, Ustad?
So you must remember that free meaning that your currency, your pound you go with, your dollar, euro you go with, your dollar you go with. For $1, you'll get almost 300 rupees. So it's like free. Because you must remember that they want to destroy Pakistan. Pakistan is the only Muslim country. There's no other Muslim country, no Arab country. Arab countries, majority of them are only good for bootlicking the Americans and Israelis and so forth. So they want to destroy their economy, and they must give up their nuclear program. So that is the hidden agenda. But inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will let sanity prevail. And you must remember, one side is Imran Khan and the masses, majority support him, whether we like or don't like. And on the other side is the government and the army. So that is the conflict raging on now, currently in Pakistan.
I've got a sister Natalie. She says that, why doesn't Imran Khan call for a vote of no confidence against Shahbaz Sharif, Ustad?
So you must remember that they don't want to allow him on TV. They don't want the media to give him any space and so forth. And they place him under house arrest. And how many of his supporters, leaders are incarcerated, imprisoned, and so forth and so on. So these are slaves of the West. Whatever the West tell them, they will do. And the Pakistani army also, it suits them that they want to be in charge and everything can continue. So we should remember that. And to our sister Tahira, yesterday you contacted us. Alhamdulillah, we made contact with several lawyers, and our brother Zahir Umar, his son, mashallah, advocate Abu Bakr Umar, and our brother Hafiz, Firoz Bouda, senior counsel, and we got, mashallah, Salim Khan of Umslanga. So all of them are prepared to help you, my sister. So please send us just your number, your WhatsApp number, your phone number on this number 084-786-3132, and then we won't contact you, the lawyers will contact you. And this is for any person who's born a Muslim or you embrace Islam. If people are intimidating you and they are trying to blackmail you because you are a Muslim, remember, not your personal issues. Personal issues you'll have to pay, obviously. But because you are a Muslim, and therefore any organization, any person, any church or whoever, then you contact us and we will give you the numbers of these lawyers and you can contact them directly. But it must be something to do with you are being persecuted because you are a Muslim. Them, not your personal matters and so forth.
I see somebody says here, my question to you is, why are most politicians so corrupted, Ustad?
The money, my brother, for what they go and make all the sacrifices. They don't worry, you must remember that, about their reputation and so forth and so on. So honey and money. So money is sweeter than honey. Go look at our bigwigs. Go look at our ministers. We have one of the largest cabinet in the world. to Minister of Education, and look at our education system. The 10-year-old cannot read for meaning, one of the worst in the world. The matric certificate is not worth the paper on which it's written. They got big, big conferences, but your crime rate is spiraling out of control. Eskom is in Sakarat, is almost in his death, you must remember. The Reserve Bank is already speaking about what happens if there's a complete shutdown and blackout and so forth, then how will we carry on with the finances? So only Almighty Allah help us. I mean, if you want to speak the truth, we must speak the truth. We don't curry favor with any person, any politician, any government or any organization. We have to speak the truth, and what is justice, remember that. That is our duty as Muslims. So apartheid was a crime against humanity. We all know that. I grew up in an African township. I was born there. So you can't come teach me about apartheid. But let me tell you, from 1994 till now, what you did is also a terrible thing. The poor man in the street, Joe the plumber, Joe the builder, Joe the carpenter, is worse off now compared to apartheid. That is what you did. An absolute shame and disgrace. And you never had service delivery. You only were there to fill your pockets. That is how you sum it up in our new South Africa. Therefore, I told you 100 times, me, I never ever voted for them, and I'll never vote for them.
So somebody says here, how can I move out my friend of Gaza? His name is Jamil. He is not happy. Ustad.
Which person is happy? The Israeli thugs, terrorists, and murderers, you must remember, are there a siege against the United Nations resolution, the biggest open prison, 2 million people plus there. The skies are controlled by the Israeli. The water is controlled by the Israeli. Their movements are controlled by them. Anytime they can just come and they bomb. You know that how they bombed the media center. So all that in Gaza. So all this is there for me. But you ask Biden, he'll tell you no apartheid. You ask Sunak, no apartheid. You ask the majority of these countries, they'll tell you no. That is not. Why? Because they bribe and they compromise. They given. They got dual citizenship, many of them. So remember, they are one of the most oppressed people. But from them comes the Mujahid, Gaza. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in Gaza in the year 150. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's great-great-grandfather Hashim. Hashim means to be the one who bakes the bread and so forth. So he was doing that. That was his portfolio. Rifada and serving the pilgrims and Hujjaj and Zairin, the people who came to visit. There were no hotels, and charge them and rip them off and so forth. So that was his function and duty. He's buried there in Gaza. It's not the Gaza. Gaza is the Western term. Use always Islamic term. Gaza. G-A-Z-Z-A. Remember that Gaza is the place where the Mujahideen came from. On the 1st of Ramadan, 20th year after the Hijrah, in time of Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu warda, Amr bin As radiallahu anhu and him came, and they conquered Cairo and Egypt and the surrounding there. So remember, from where did they come? They came from Gaza. That's where they prepared. Today, our brothers are there, Hamas, remember that. So inshallah, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and that side there, you will have our Palestinian brothers, you must remember, and Hizbu Shaitan as a Shia, the Kufar, but they're handy for us to fight Israel. So if they attack, it will be very good, remember that. So it will happen one day, and our Mujahideen from Afghanistan will be also included for good measure. Allah Ta'ala make it happen in our lifetime with the mercy of Almighty Allah.
Listen to this question, Ustad. Kamil Bai, that is why I move out from Pakistan, because they think of kafir and they harami. I curse Pakistan government. Ustad, Kamil Bai.
Kamil Bai, aapka iman kamil hai, pakka hai, bhai kaha ho aajkal bhai Kamil Bai. Kamil bhai to puri dunya ko lanat bhej rahe hai. To sab par lanat mat bhejna, be ye jaiz nahi hai. To ye kehna, ya Allah, Pakistan ki halat ko behtar bana dijiye. Ya Allah, jis miksat ke liye is mulk wujood mein aaya, isi ko wo nafiz kare. You'll never understood anything. Kamil bhai comes from Pakistan. He's cursing the government and so forth and saying that he ran away from there and escaped from there. So I'm telling him, he can't just curse everything. everybody. Now he must rather make dua, oh Almighty Allah, bring a better government. Mm-hmm. And if you know Pakistan's history, in 1947 the country was built on and based on the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But always the politicians, remember, they were selling out 90% of them. And thereafter you must remember that till today, and then the West gets involved and so forth. So the main reason now is Pakistan is the only Muslim country with nuclear. So that is, Israel can have hundreds, no problem. They can have hundreds and thousands. You see, Putin is already preparing. Putin says, you'll make more nonsense, I'm ready with my chemicals, I'm ready with my nuclear. And he will use it, because he told Sunak already, you are on the list, and we might just attack you and sever ties with you and UK. So these are the people, remember. That's why we like Putin. Putin is a big harami, you must know that. We know what he did in other places, in Syria and so. But for now, he's right. 100% he's right to take on America and NATO and Europe and Britain and all of them.
Somebody says here, does Mufti AK Sab knows that they are Maulanas and scholars of Deen and organizations? I'm saying it again, organizations collecting money from the Arabs and from the Shias, including our sisters. They're also collecting. Astaghfirullah, I did send Mufti Sab this message. Ustad, anonymous.
Yes, that's why they can't speak one word against the Kuffar Shias. That's why they can't speak one word against the Saudis and other Arab regimes. So remember this. So people like that, we call them traitors. So Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي, when you see people swearing, cursing, reviling my companions. Who are my companions? Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's honorable wives, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anhuma, and all the Sahaba, these Kuffar Shias, daily they are cursing them. They only exclude 5, 6, 7 under 10, and the rest they curse them. And what Nabi alayhi salam said, he was, he is, he will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy to the entire universe. So he said, faqulu, when people curse and swear my companions and students, my sahaba, faqulu, say, la'anatullahi ala sharrikum, Allah ta'ala's curse is upon you for the evil you are perpetrating. And those who are sitting silent because they're collecting money and they think we don't know about it. So therefore we are exposing them. Remember that and see how disgraced they are today. Lahum fi dunya khizyun wa lahum fil akhirati adhabun azim. You go and close masjid, you go to court, you go join the lesbians. So what you think will happen? So Almighty Allah is disgracing them every day. Surah 2 verse 114. Okay, we leave it there inshallah. So remember that 11:20 we will join up and patch in with Makkah, and inshallah my Jummah will be in Alberton, inshallah al-Aziz. Make dua for Dr. Afia and our sister Tahira also. Barakallahu fiqh. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.